afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. I am very pleased. First of all, Pastor Butch is not here today. We continue to need your prayers. He might be home tomorrow and probably will be doing the programs next week. So with that said, keep him in your thoughts and prayers as I do. We'll miss him today. But I was very excited today to have a previous co-host join me, Beth Ann from CSC Talk Radio. And hello, Beth.
Hey, hi, Melody.
Deja vu.
It is. We got on the phone and we said good morning.
And for my listeners who you know aren't sure what we're talking about, for 200 programs, Beth and I shared a hosting position for Power Talks, and we were doing it last year at this time, and we formed a great friendship, and I missed doing those programs, and it's really a pleasure to have you here today. So
I'm excited to be here today, and I was thinking as we were talking about doing this show, and of course what's going on today with the hearing with Brett Kavanaugh and all the emotions that have gone on in the last couple of weeks. Here we are, two women, and these two women have a totally different opinion than what some of these other women are screaming. And, I'm kind of embarrassed about how they're behaving. It's no longer about equal rights. It's about empowerment of women. And they acted like if this man, this was before they even started these accusations, they acted like if this man gets nominated, you and I are never going to be able to vote again. The women are going to lose their right to vote. They're going to lose everything, their right to kill children, in the womb. And it was just really ridiculous what they were coming up with. And the Democrat Party, politicians in general, really, they like to use people. And I don't know of anybody they've used more than anybody is the females. The females seem to fall for this stuff, and I don't know why we're different, but you and I don't fall for it, at least not every day. And it's really been quite embarrassing. And this senator from, what's her name, Hirono, is that how you pronounce her name, from Hawaii?
The one from Hawaii, yes.
That got up here recently and said, all of you men just need to sit down and shut up. Now, does that sound like somebody that wants equality? Does that sound like somebody who's looking for truth and justice, or just somebody that wants to be in charge and have power over someone else? Does it sound more like a bully? That's what it sounded like to me.
I mean, it certainly does. And listening to, what they've accused this man, we're going to talk about what they've accused this man of and her comments during her hearing. Currently, they are questioning Brett Kavanaugh right now. He had a terrific opening statement, and he really put the senators on the left, I think, in their, he called them out. And but Beth, before we do that, as usual on this program, I usually do the market reports.
Oh, absolutely.
So let me go ahead and do that. Today is Thursday, September 27th, 2018. And the market report, and ladies and gentlemen, I do have to say I was been watching this. It's not a hearing, but I've been watching the discussions take part, the interviews of, and I didn't do much work today. So let's go ahead and see what gold price has done today. I expect it was a little weak. It did. We have a follow through from the Federal Reserve yesterday's quarter point raise. It was down $10 today at $1,184. Silver was down 5 cents today at $14.35. Platinum was down $11 at $814, with palladium up $19 at $1,090. The USDX today was stronger by 0.67 at $94.94. Crude oil was up 61 at $72.18. And the paper markets were up triple digits most of the day. And the Dow paired back 26,439 was the close, up 54 points. The NASDAQ was up 50 points at 8,041, and the S&P was up 8 at 2,914. 10-year yield is still holding up above the 3% level, 3.06%, although it is off its recent highs. And the emotion that is driving the fear, the fear and greed index, we were, you know, we were 72, 73 just a week ago, and that suddenly dropped down to 47. So that's a big drop for, you know, really the strong numbers in the market. So not quite sure what that is telling us, but I find that interesting. We'll have to see what that is tomorrow. So now I'm done with that, Beth. There's other financial news, and we'll just hold that as we're going through the program, you know, if we need to update that and so forth. So back to Brett Kavanaugh and Dr. Ford.
Don't you like his name? I just love his name, Brett Kavanaugh. Sounds like something out of an old novel, Gone with the Wind or something.
Yeah, sort of.
That's not helping his program, is it?
No, it isn't.
Sorry, Brad, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, his mother wasn't an attorney.
Yes.
And so...
And you're a connect-the-dot person, aren't you? When we connect the dots, we had found out early on that this woman had connections. She's very liberal, very anti-Trump. And her parents went through some kind of an, I don't have all the details, but they went through some kind of an ordeal where they were in a bankruptcy for their property. Mm-hmm. And so I'm assuming they lost their property. And the judge on that happened to be Brett's mom.
Yes.
And then we also found out, or at least this is what, I don't have researchers, I just have to believe what some people tell me, that her brother was involved with the, what do they call it, the vice GP, what do they call that, the ones that did
he worked for. He worked for the law firm.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So when you connect the dots, she's not a bipartisan victim. she's not somebody that doesn't know anything definitely is an anti-Trump person, an anti-Kavanaugh person. Whether she ever knew him in reality, I don't know.
But, I mean, she was setting this up even prior to his being named by President Trump. From my understanding, from listening, you know, to the bits and pieces that I could today, because I did work, ladies and gentlemen. and so listening to bits and pieces, that she knew that she was going to do something if he was going to be named. She targeted him even before he was announced. She knew the first part of July that if his name was going to be brought up, she was going to make and do what she was going to do. And I'm thinking, and I go back to when she, and this is bits and stories that we hear, so correct me if, you know, you've heard something different, but all of this kind of came out when she was doing therapy.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
I think
nothing before that.
Counseling. I think it was marriage counseling.
It was marriage counseling, sexual counseling, or something. In 2000 and something. So it's not, I believe. It, I mean, it wasn't, this happened in 1982, and, you know, she's going through sexual counseling, marriage counseling in 1986. Long time, from 82 to 2000 plus. Mm-hmm. I remember when children were going to psychiatrists when they're 6, 7, and now all of a sudden they're being molested. And remember, yes, this was a big deal where half of these kids, the ideas were planted in their answers,
in their
heads. Now, I'm not saying that it was true, that some of it wasn't true, but there was a lot where a lot of people were accused of sexually molesting their children or nieces, and it just wasn't true. And this kind of reminds me the same thing. Maybe something happened to this woman, and through this therapy, you know, she creates her own little fantasy. I don't know.
Well, you know, the Ramirez, the second woman that came out, she had to have 6 days to think about her memory and then see an attorney that helped her remember. I had a listener.
And the third one is nuts.
Yeah, she's insane.
Yeah.
But, you know, she's with creepy porn lawyers.
Yeah, that's right.
I love Tucker Carlson. She's with creepy porn lawyers. So, you know, I don't understand anybody listening to that guy. Honestly, I seriously don't. But it's interesting that they've waited this long. But I was going to say, I had a lady that just she didn't get as emotional as I did listening to her story. She called in on my show on CSC Talk Radio last week or earlier this week. And she told me and the listeners that she had been raped as a young girl. She says, I was walking home from work. She says, and I remember everything. I remember where I was on the street. I remember the bushes he dragged me into. I remember the attack. And if I am correct, if I correctly understood her, she had a child by this rape. And she says, but I didn't, I chose not to be a victim. And, you know, now I'm not saying, I don't know if she reported it or not. She didn't go into the legalities of whether she reported it. I would assume she did. But this woman, it started out, and I think you can relate to this. I know you. And most women.
Uh-oh.
Most women can relate to this. Have you ever been groped? Have you ever been talked inappropriate to by the opposite sex?
Absolutely.
And do you go back now, you know, if they got rich or powerful or got some position, do you go back 37 years ago, wait a minute, this guy, you know, in high school, study hall, groped me, and I have been affected the rest of my life. So, I'm not condoning the behavior in any way, shape, size, or form. But what I am doing, I read this article this week, What Does Female Empowerment Mean? And this is by Dennis Prager, and he's a Christian. He has his own talk show, and he writes articles, and he tweets, and he got in trouble because they thought that he was thinking it was okay. Well, he said the people that know me and understood, they were perfectly clear as to what I was saying. But he said his mother got groped by a physician. I'm trying to find the article here. He says, my mother was groped by a physician. She told my father about it. My father told the physician that if he were to do it again, he would break his hands. And it remained a family folk tale. He said, but my point is, my mother, she would have laughed if you'd have called her a survivor. Survivors are somebody you term that have survived Nazi concentration camps, Japanese prison war camps, or cancer, not women who got groped by a man. Now, remember, she started out, all it was groping, and then it became near rape, and it went on and on. Then he tells a story about his wife when she was a teenager and she was working as a waitress, and the manager of the restaurant would grope her. He would grab her breasts and squeeze them as she walked by, I guess, or something. Anyway, she figured out, she told him to cut it out, buzz off, but she figured out a way to keep her job and to keep out of his arm's reach.
So who's getting groped here at the restaurant?
This man's wife. This was before they were married, when she was a teenager. Okay. But he says the empowerment of women are to stand up to these guys. You know, and endure. You don't call yourself a victim. They were screaming at Ted Cruz in the restaurant. We believe survivors, or we stand with survivors. What would this woman survive? You and I are survivors. We got groped in high school. We got, gee, my Christmas.
I know. It's like, you know, it's like a bunch of children out there in this world anymore. But I'll tell you what, when we pinpoint it and see what the Democrats are doing. And the Democrats didn't ask any questions. They only praised Dr. Ford for coming forward. She's inspired America. No, I'm sorry. She has not inspired America. I mean, come on. She's an enlightened men with some of the statements that I heard. It's like, are you kidding me?
This circus has demeaned women. It has made us like we're a victim if somebody opens the door for us. That's some kind of sexual harassment or demeaning to us. I like my door be open for me. And you know, it's the women who have really been attacked and raped and hurt. They're the ones that are going to suffer because they're going to be afraid to come out now. And all these other women that want to just get even with some guy they don't like or he didn't return advances, they can make any claim, Melody. And according to that one senator, they must be believed. We have to believe them. No, we don't. I don't have to believe them. They have to prove this happened. Kavanaugh shouldn't have to defend himself. They have to prove. Did you see his calendars?
I know it.
I loved it. He must have been a geek or a nerd in high school. I mean, you know, he's very organized.
He took after his father, I believe he said today, that his father did calendars. And it was a very close-knit family. And that's how he started doing the calendars. And he was very exact. I mean, it was like his diary. And, you know, when I first heard, you know, someone who's keep, that's what I thought. He's got to be some kind of a geek, man. But that's okay. That is okay. It's okay to be a geek. It's okay to be a nerd. And
we have to
in fact, you're pretty much better off if you are.
Well, I could use a little bit more of that in my life, a lot more organization.
I mean, names, but I've never been called a geek. But
no, I haven't either. That's not one they've used with me.
Me neither. Nuts, maybe, because of my public, beliefs. But, you know, it is really... I can't even believe that she was credible at all. You know, she has
not from the first day.
Do you know she has a GoFundMe page?
Oh my gosh!
Right now they have almost 180. I had to look, and because she declared this, and she has almost $180,000 on there, and she says there's several GoFundMe pages to pay for the attorneys and the cost of the security and everything. Well, I'll guarantee you the Democrats are paying for her security. I'll guarantee you none of this is coming out of her pocket. However, I guess they have to make it legitimate that she has to make an attempt to show that she's making the payments, and somehow she'll probably get funneled. But anyway, don't know. It's just my thoughts there. But heading into our first break of the program today. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back right after these few short messages.
We will find you acting on your best
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom, and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Please visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for a weekly newsletter, and of course you can listen to these programs live, and also they are archived. So a lot of things to do at the website. Make sure you get there. And the special today, it's on everything, with the $10 drop in gold and the silver being a little bit to the downside. A perfect day to be adding gold and silver. And I know everyone's attention has been on watching or listening to these hearings, I guess, for a lack of a better term for what they're called, the hearings on Brett Kavanaugh and Dr. Ford. And it was fascinating because I was glued to the set watching a lot of this. And it certainly is tugs on your, you know, all your emotions. Yeah, for some. Well,
you know, basically, these women, these senators have been, and Joy Behar, you know, I love Joy Behar. And they've been basically saying this man has no rights. He has no rights. So that should scare every person in the United States of America.
Yes.
That they want to take his First Amendment away from him. And then they take away, of course, you know, the Democrats and a lot of Republicans, they ignore the rule of law anyway. But one basic foundation was, in America, you were innocent until proven guilty. She came out and made these accusations. Everyone she's named in these accusations said, no, it didn't happen, was there, da-da-da. But they still have him guilty. It doesn't make any sense except for the fact they're following an agenda. And Senator Hirono, she came out and said, you know, we can drag this out. We can keep a nominee from happening, being elected, being confirmed.
This is their full intent. Yeah.
Until 2020.
And this isn't about Dr. Ford. And it is
all about
Kavanaugh's belief, because it's all about Roe v. Wade. It's the views.
Another woman that was used
by the
Democrat Party. Yes, and the leftists.
Yep.
Used. And she's passed away now, but she would tell you that. They used her.
Yep.
And
I don't know how you can accuse someone of something when you can't remember anything about your accusation.
So what is the FBI going to investigate? I don't know where I was. I don't know what year it was.
She doesn't know how she got there. She doesn't. And you got to remember, she was 15.
To overage drinking. Apparently, this was a habit of hers, so maybe we should investigate her parents. For neglect.
Child abuse. Neglect. And
yes. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, she was 15. She can't remember how she got there. She doesn't remember getting home because she couldn't drive, and it was too far for her to walk. So somebody had to pick her up and take her. Somebody had to take her home. She can't remember the neighborhood. She can't remember anything. In fact, even the polygraph that they gave her, she was in Washington, D.C., I believe, for a funeral of her grandmother when they flew in the person that gives the polygraph, and they asked her, what day was it? She couldn't remember if it was the day or the funeral or the day after. And this was just a month ago?
Amazing.
She couldn't remember. So, you know, there's something going on with this person that doesn't seem quite normal. And, you know, I you know, it's well, and it was so clear.
And it's all been a lie from the first, including the fact that Dianne Feinstein had this. She got the letter, but it was not sent to Dianne Feinstein. It was actually sent to a representative, Anna G. Eshoo, E-S-H-O-O. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
okay.
It was actually sent to her, and it said here, and I'm trying to figure this out, that apparently she's not, you know, the Senate is accountable for, I'm trying to think how they worded it, by sending it to a House member with zero authority over the matter. She didn't have to worry about getting in trouble for lying. And that's what this looks like. They sent it there to keep her from getting in trouble for lying instead of sending it directly to Senator Feinstein. And in this Eshoo or however you say her name, Eshoo, she sent it.
Bless
you. She gave it to Dianne Feinstein, to the Senate. So it's all it's such.
And then she held it, you know, until, and it truly is. I mean, when he was getting his, and I want to tell the listeners, we usually don't provide the call-in number, but I think in the spirit of things today, in the spirit of things today, if you'd like to call in and give your brief of thought, 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. If you'd like to comment on this topic, maybe something you've heard, or you know, would like to voice your opinion and so forth, you know, please, you're more than welcome to give us a call. But there's so many holes in her story. It's just amazing, and yet what he gives is so one, two, three. I mean, there are no holes.
None.
In his, none.
And, you know, it's exactly what they were saying last night. President Trump said it and several others said it. We're going through this charade, and it's not going to change anyone's mind on the Democrat side. They're all going to vote against him anyway, including our senator here from Missouri, Claire McCaskill. And she's already vowed to do that a week ago before ever hearing the man. She's already vowed to vote against him. And that's the way all of them are. They've plotted this out. They've planned it out. And this woman was a willing participant, but I'll tell you what now, she's going to end up being a survivor of the Democrat Party.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about something that's going to be ugly. And it's going to get uglier, I do believe. What they did to Ted Cruz and his wife, you know something that bothered me about that? Is nobody else in the restaurant, to my knowledge, now correct me if you know different, did anything. They didn't stand up. They didn't walk out with him. They didn't try to get between him and that Antifa guy that was in his face. They didn't do anything. Now, I said, I do not like Claire McCaskill, but if I was in a restaurant and saw her being attacked like that, I think I would get up and say something.
Well, you know, I believe that the restaurant owners did. But you know what? In today's world, and this is why I believe we should be allowed to privately, I mean, you know, people are scared because everybody thinks, you know, you've got knives, you're going to get shot, there's going to be, and they don't want to have that violence because we're just such a violent country anymore. So people just don't, they'd rather watch it than get involved with it. And it's a shame. It's a shame.
Americans become the wussies that let bullies push them around? And really? That's what this is.
Yep.
Antifa are bullies. The Democrat Party is a bully. I watched, in fact, I told my listeners, I don't normally tell you to go watch another talk show host or something. I said, but I'm going to tell you right now, YouTube, Mark Levin, his Life, Liberty, and Levin that was on Sunday night. I watched it a couple of times. And, He did an excellent job walking through history of the Supreme Court and the history of what the Democrats have done. And it's just really eye-opening as to what they have done. And Antifa, I don't know how they knew it was Antifa, because they didn't have their faces covered in that restaurant. So I don't know how they knew it was them. But have a caller.
We do. We have Emmy in Branson. Welcome to the program, Emmy.
We have a Missourian.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Yes.
Hi, ladies. I love you. Hey, you know what I think this is really about, more than Roe v. Wade? The Dems aren't, Democrats aren't saying this, but I personally think it's a return. They know that if the Supreme Court is turned at this point towards the rule of law, which is the Constitution, that the law of the land will start locking the Dems down. That's what I really think this is about.
Yeah. That's also a bit, yes.
That's my comment.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. You know, and I read today an article, and they were talking about when the Founding Fathers set up this three branches, the weakest of the branch was supposed to be the Supreme Court. And the Democrats want to rule through the judges.
Yep.
They want to rule through these judges, these liberal judges, and so they are. That's what they're trying to do.
Yep, absolutely.
Yep.
Hey, we have another
comment. I'll let you.
Oh, I'm sorry, Emmy. I thought you hung up on us. Thank you.
Oh, no, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We have Craig in Michigan calling us today. Welcome to the program, Craig.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Just great. Thank you.
Hi, Craig.
Well, that's good.
What you got?
Everybody has to step back and kind of look at the big picture here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you got to remember this woman that's putting these charges against, prospective Judge Kavanaugh. You there?
Yes.
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. Keep in mind that she's a PhD psychologist. So if you don't think that she doesn't know how to go up there and play the crowd.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
You're wandering around in this naivete, heaven syndrome here. I mean, this woman is schooled in psychological warfare.
Right.
But you know what's interesting, Craig, is when I watched her this morning, you could see she was acting. She was acting all meek and tearful. I mean, you could see she was as phony as they used to say, a $2 bill.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, we're being set up. I mean, you've got, if the normal populace out there looks at the first level of what they're seeing. I mean, they don't want to get beyond, who these people are. I am no fan of Kavanaugh, believe me.
Yep.
And I have a very limited support of Trump because he's surrounded by neocon, Trotskyites and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a businessman. He's mm-hmm. put in charge, and then he appoints the best people that he thinks are going to go along with his plan underneath him. And if he's got a bunch of traitors underneath him, well, he's taking their advice.
Yep.
And you know what, I think right. He doesn't always take their advice, though. Sometimes he does the opposite.
So. Well, yeah, very rarely. And when he does, he gets severely chastised for it.
Well, they did not advise him to pull out of the Paris Accord. He was doing that one on his own, and I was really worried he was going to cave on that. And I'm a little worried that he's going to sign this spending bill that the Congress is passing, and I'm a little concerned about that. So we need to let the president know we're okay if he shuts the government down. We're good with it. Just do it.
Oh, hey.
Just do it.
Major priority in my book. Shut it down. Let's go back to state rule and, get the Constitution back in force.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
You ladies,
appreciate
have a good
Craig.
Day.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know, it's something else that this is doing at this point in time of our, I don't know if you want to call it our history or whatever, but, you know, if you go back to the Anita Hill hearings, we didn't have a country. If I'm remembering correctly, it wasn't so divided. I think we were all appalled at, you know, that, you know, these accusations were going on and so forth. And everyone was shocked. Everyone was shocked. And yes, there was sides, but it didn't feed. It was in the political arena to where it was really divided. It wasn't so divided
on the streets.
Here,
they didn't have Melissa Milano.
It's another divide of the people.
It's the women against the men. It's the women against the old white men.
Old white men is their key phrase. Yes.
But Clarence Thomas was not an old white man.
No, I think everybody was just shocked, or maybe it was just because I was a lot younger. And, you know, I didn't see all this. But
it was dirty. It was nasty dirty.
It was nasty dirty, but it wasn't our nation was not so divided.
You know,
politically, the politicians and their arena was, but not us, not the people, not the citizens. And now they have so divided us in so many ways, and this is just another one. It's just more icing on their cake.
Well, the article that I was reading this morning, and I don't know if I can find it. Right here it is. Yeah, they were talking about what's driving the left, and they mentioned in this article, which is it's partly true, that it's their hate for President Donald Trump, and they're not going to do anything that he wants them to do. They're going to obstruct it all the way. That's true, except for President Donald Trump was not president when Bork was trying to be confirmed. And President Donald Trump was not president when Clarence Thomas was trying to be confirmed. And the Democrats went after both of them, and they went after both of them with the same kind of sleazy, trashy stuff. Anita Hill has been getting interviewed here lately, and but she was found to be lying. Mm-hmm. And they're acting today like she was a victim.
Yep.
Clarence Thomas was the victim. Bork was the victim, and Kavanaugh is the victim.
Well, but the divide is just, you know, the division. You divide and conquer. And, you know, what for whatever their reasons, you know, from what Craig had said, you know, they're the ones that want to rule, you know, the supreme rule of law. And they want to get in there, and they don't want to have another conservative in there like Brett Kavanaugh. And I get what he said about Kavanaugh. He's not the best of, you know, but he's better than what the Democrats would have chosen. And,
Well, you know, I don't know that he isn't going to be a great one. I don't, you know, it's hard for me to size them all up. But
None of us are perfect.
I don't like for them to say a liberal judge or a conservative judge. I want someone that's constitutional. And whether he'll be that or not, I don't know. But, you know, he's going to be closer than some of the others. But that's what we need to look at. And the Democrats for sure don't want anybody constitutional, because the things they want to promote and legislate are not constitutional. Yep. Now, while I said this morning, while we were sleeping...
We're heading into a break. I didn't hear the music. So, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back right after these few minutes. Thank you.
All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com, or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. And the hearings are continuing. I hear in the background that they're really getting at each other's throat, yelling at one another from the Senate.
I was going to ask, who's providing the peanuts for the donkey and elephant show?
Oh, my gosh. They are just incredible. And again, listeners, if you'd like to give us a call, give us your thoughts on what's happening at this hearing, 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944.
Let me point something out here.
Please.
This I got earlier this week. And it's talking about the Democratic lawmakers in the House and the Senate and what they want to do. How many remember the earmarks? The earmarks, they want to bring them back. And the earmarks were banned back in, by the House back in 2010. They allow taxpayer money to be directed to special interests and projects in members' districts through the budget. In other words, it helps pay their campaign bills, you know, keeps them in office. Whoever they're after, whatever agenda, they're wanting to bring this back. So while we're all watching the donkey and the elephant circus in D.C., these guys are still working to spend your money. They're still working to drive up the debt. Now, there's some people fighting this, but here it is again. And I had an article also from, it was also the Daily Signal. I seem to have gotten some good ones from them this week that was talking about this budget bill that they've got out, the spending bill, and what they've done. And when it went to the Senate, here it is, when it went to the Senate, it had revisions to take out, to defund, stop spending money with Planned Parenthood and several other things that we said we wanted as we the people. But the Senate put them back in. So, there you have it. As I go back to say, Congress is the biggest threat to America's liberty.
That's very true. And, you know, I do think, I mean, the Senate did pass the bill on Tuesday, and it has to go to the House and, you know, then to the President. So it'll be up to the President to sign it or veto it. And, you know, you hear from one side that, you know, he's going to sign it. Paul Ryan came out and said he has the President's confirmation that he would sign it. President Trump has said that he's not happy with it, but yet and it only funds the government through December. So then what? And they're only doing it because of the election.
Absolutely.
You know, and then we're going to have to go through this thing once again, and it's, you know, it's the same old.
It's more corruption. It's the same old. Here we come
old.
Down to the wire again. If he shuts down the government, old people are going to die. Well, I guess they'd be okay if they were just old white men. Old people are going to die, and women will never vote again, and they won't be able to have abortions. I mean, it's just, when are the American people going to stand up and say enough is enough?
Enough is enough. I'm glad you didn't include old white women.
No, no. I did earlier this week. I said, I believe it's the old white women we need to be worried about. And I put out the picture of Dianne Feinstein, Nancy Pelosi, and Joy Behar. And I tweeted it to each of them. You know, it's the old white women we need to worry about.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. So,
well, you know, I'm not convinced it isn't. I'm not convinced it isn't. I saw a beautiful black woman on one of the talk shows. I don't remember if it was last night or the night before. I think it was last night. And she's there in D.C. to protest Kavanaugh's election. She's convinced that Kavanaugh is going to take women's rights away and their voice will never be heard. Hey, join Mid-America. Our voice isn't heard. They keep saying we are, but I'm telling you, we're not.
And you know, that was one of the things that Kavanaugh talked about when he was giving his opening statement, is how, through his career, how he has promoted women. How he has, you know, and he explained in various situations of how, you know, when he, you know, is a judge and, you know, the judges picks the brightest students from, you know, that are graduating from law school. And he has chosen more women than any other judge. He has started women's careers in you know, judgeships and attorneys and he has a good record. I mean, I didn't write down all that he did for women, young women starting out and starting their careers, but no way do I see where he would ever take away rights from a woman like these people are protesting and so forth.
Well, he's a pro-lifer in his own personal life. And so they're all worried that they're going to lose the abortion issues.
It's going to kill women. It's going to kill them.
It's going to kill women. Of course, we're killing them before they get out of the womb.
Yes.
But, you know, that doesn't matter. You have a right. Apparently, you have a right to do that. Women don't want to be responsible. Those women don't want to be responsible for their sexual activities. They don't want to be responsible for anything. But they want to be empowered with their screaming voice. When a woman gets up and says, the old men just need to sit down and shut up, she is someone not to listen to. She's not a good example for young women. She's not a good example whatsoever to the Constitution. She doesn't seem to know. Of course, we know they don't care about the Constitution. That's not what they're concerned about. they're concerned we might go back to it, but they're not concerned about having rights.
No, but it's we live in disturbing times. And
so what do you think about those earmarks coming back? I think that's a huge issue.
Excuse me?
If they bring that, what do you think about them trying to get the earmarks back?
Oh, I thought you said earmuffs. And I'm thinking, what? I'm thinking, earmuffs? What are you talking about?
Changing the conversation.
But
earmarks.
I just want to say one more thing. You know, today was supposed to, Rosenstein was supposed to be with his meeting with Trump, and I guess they did postpone that.
A week, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, so
he's another one I say just fired. Quit listening to everybody. Just do it. You know, it's not going to make the American people mad. Just the Democrats.
Yeah, most of the American people don't know enough to get. So it's well, it's just
Trump,
like any. Huh?
I was going to say the Trump supporters are not going to be upset if he fires Rosenstein.
No,
not one little bit.
Not at all.
They will be upset if Kavanaugh is not confirmed.
I'm not. Well, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But there's going to be a lot out there that if he does get confirmed, will be upset. And I'm not so sure, you know, I heard Judge Napolitano.
Yeah.
He said earlier, he says they probably didn't have enough votes to get him confirmed.
Hmm.
So.
Well, that's not what they were saying on the other talk show, but I don't know.
Well, that's just what he said. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I'm not a big follower of him, but he really seems to have a, you know,
he's libertarian. Yeah. He's pretty much all constitution, but he is libertarian. He's pretty strong with that. So not that that's a bad thing. I just don't agree with everything that they stand for. But it's, you know. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
So anyway, what's next?
Well, I don't know what's next. I was, you know, going back to the earmarks. That just tells me, that just shows me the bluntness and the brazenness of their corruption. So they gave up that money for a few years, and now they want it back. They want it back. And they want the crumbs of the tax dollars. They want those back. They don't want the American people to succeed, and they don't want America to succeed. Whether you agree with what President Trump has done or not done, he's at least gone down a different row. He's gone down a different line, and things have, you know, they've kind of been encouraging. And like you said, nothing's going to change until we change the currency, the fiat dollars mess that we've got ourselves into. Which was Congress, by the way.
Well, you know, I mean, as far as the earmarks, you know, you know, McConnell was probably one of the biggest abusers of it, you know.
Oh yeah.
You know. So he loved earmarks. Everything was in. You know, so I don't know. To me, it's just, I don't know what made him stop it in 2010.
People got upset with them, and I don't know.
As they should.
But I know the Democrats want to bring it back, and I know the Republicans used it too, so it's not necessarily a Democrat thing.
Yeah, so I'm not sure where that's all headed. The problem is they spend too much money anyway, and they just want more. And as long as, and you know what? It's a bargaining chip.
But that money's theirs.
It'll be a bargaining chip, though. Well, we'll do this if you do that. You know, when you talk about negotiating, you know, it's a tit for tat. We'll do this, but you know, let's add those earmarks back in there, and you know, maybe we can then get your wall built and so forth and whatnot. And that's what it's all about.
They're not going to build a wall. They're never going to okay that. Not as long as we have what we've got right now.
Hey, I just want them to enforce the immigration laws. You know, if they just do that.
Yeah, they're not broke. They're not broke. The immigration laws are not broke. They're just not enforcing them.
They're just not enforced.
Well, I was looking for an article that I found this morning that had two men, and I didn't catch their names, that came out saying they were the two men that groped Miss Ford. Did you see that?
Be back on groping.
Yes, I was trying to find groping. You asked me what else I had, and I was looking for something different. I thought you didn't want to talk about earmarks or earmuffs, either one. So,
what I did have, you know, when we talk a little bit about the economy, if you want to talk about economy, we got about 3 minutes left, about 4 minutes left of the program. You know, we hear about how great the economy is. We hear about struggling retailers. Well, here's another retailer, Bed Bath and Beyond. Their stocks plunged about 25% today, and it's their lowest level since March of 2000 because of awful sales during the previous quarter. Well, I like Bed Bath & Beyond, but they're pretty expensive.
Pretty pricey, yeah.
They're pretty pricey. And it's not like they have pricey items. You know, it's not like they have really good stuff. You know, it's stuff that you can find anywhere, but the prices are really expensive. So, again, this shows that people are looking to save what they can save, that they are looking for lower prices, that they're going to go someplace else to find a cheaper price, and Bed Bath and Beyond are sinking. So they're going to have to change a way to start competing, or you're going to see them closing stores. And you know, is trading online the answer to their problem? No, I think their prices have to be lower, and be a little more competitive. U.S. gasoline prices, they're sitting at four-year seasonal highs heading into November elections. And we've heard President Trump has called repeatedly for OPEC to push the prices lower. And the national price average was 2.867 $2.86 a gallon as of Wednesday, and it's the highest seasonally since 2014. So it's said that people don't make a lifestyle, quote unquote, lifestyle change unless the prices rise to 3.25 a gallon or more.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's an interesting number, but I think it would depend on, the overall. But anyway, I thought that was kind of interesting.
It was interesting.
Yeah. So, and new orders for key U.S. made capital goods fell in August after four straight months of strong gains, and the goods trade deficit widened sharply. And so you have some economists out there that are lowering their economic growth estimates for the third quarter, although they did keep the growth estimate for the second quarter the same. They did not revise that. So that was just kind of some things that I thought was interesting in today's news. There's one more. There is U.S. auto sales in September that has fell 6% from the same month last year. So, they blame it on the hurricanes, but we all know there's been a little bit of a softening in the auto industry, in the auto sales. So that's it for economic news today. We're just about out of time, Beth.
We're just about out of time.
It has been a great pleasure spending this hour with you. It's been fun.
Kind of reminiscing, you know.
Absolutely. We're going to have to do this more often.
Absolutely. I'm here.
And I appreciate you, joining me at last minute. And we all hope Pastor Butch gets better. And we hope that he gets home
from
the hospital.
We'll keep him in our prayers.
Yes. And we'll see if he returns Tuesday. And perhaps if he can't, maybe we can have you join me again Tuesday.
All right. I should be available.
All righty. Well, thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. So I'll be back tomorrow with Dave Allen. Until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me.
That's too bad.